Hey, group chat, I know y'all see my text.
There's tea to be spilled.
Each week, we're bringing you our unfiltered take on culture, news, dating, and our lives as Black millennial women. We're coming to y'all with the honesty and eye rolls that only a text chain with your girls can. This is Black Girls Texting with Chelsea, Glenn, and Sade.
Part two, baby. Part two.
All right, y'all. It's time for the group chat.
Guys, did you know that Love & Hip Hop New York season one is on Netflix?
I have heard.
I'd love to know. When I tell you I miss seeing Chrissy Lampkin on my TV screen.
Love Chrissy.
She was such like, I mean, she had her problematic ways about her, a little bossy, but she was a boss. When that little Latino manager man was rude to her and she called up Jim and said, "This man called me trifling," and Jim pulled up to that man and said, "Apologize to the camera. Apologize to her right now." You think the way you talk to her is making you walk in New York City possible? He went in and he apologized. Anyways, I love that show. So if you want some nostalgia, it's on Netflix. Love & Hip Hop season one.
And some of the babies never even seen it. So
I know. Some of them don't know who Chrissy is.
Go get your edumacation.
It's a good place to start.
She did play herself and propose to him, and they're still not married, but
yeah, I forgot she did that. Oh yeah.
Are they still together?
I think they're still together.
Yeah, I checked her Instagram. They're still together and still unmarried.
And they still got them dusty braids. actually, you talking about them made me randomly think of this. So it kind of a reply, but I was talking to my friend who recently had a baby, and she's just a funny ass person. Like, her having a child is hilarious to me because she's just like so unserious. I'm like, how did you do this? But she was like, it's really hard. It's just like so much work. And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of like trying to get on a timeline of sorts to just like, y'all know me, I'm a planner. I'm like, by this time I want to do this, da, 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 da. And I was like, but now I'm getting kind of freaked out. Like, y'all are making this seem so unpleasant and just terrible. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. She sent me this like beautiful message where she was like, hold on, I actually want to read it verbatim because it was so nice. And I was just like, oh, okay, maybe. She said, babies are pure magic. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And just that was like, wow.
That's it? I thought you were going to say more to convince me.
There's other things in here that like I don't want to read. It's like a little more personal. But I was like, wow. And I just see that she like loves her baby. Like, that's her baby. Like, I don't think she would fuck with nobody else's babies. That's like, she's the type of person like that where I'm just like, you have a child? Like, I feel like you don't fuck with children. But I loved that. And it just made me like, okay, like, you figure it out. We also just talked about like timing. Like, she had like a very kind of like serious full-time job and finance, and she's thinking about like her priorities, and she's like, I don't even want to do that anymore. Like, I want something that's way less stressful. Like, I think it's just completely changed her outlook on life, which I think is really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've said this before on the show, like, you're never really ready and you just won't ever be ready.
Yeah.
And don't just do it. Like, don't just do it. But like, when you feel like, okay, I've got somewhat of a foundation, like, to just do it. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'm back on the baby train. Because for a second, I was like, no. It's just going to ruin my body and my pockets.
It's so crazy that you even brought that up because I stopped taking birth control. But let me tell you, my body is wiling. I've been the most moodiest
bitch. Hold on, bitch. Hold the fuck ever. On. I'm sorry. What? You try to have a baby?
No. I'm not trying to right now, but it takes some time for it to get out of your system anyways.
Yeah, girl, but like, you so shooting up the club or are you pulling and praying?
No, okay. But also, like, get the hormones out of the system, you know?
Oh, he scared me for a second.
Mm-hmm. Tell me why. I'm sitting on the couch the other day, and he looks at me, and he's like, what's that on your shirt? I was wearing a white tee. Girl, my nipple was leaking.
What?
So then I got all scared, what? Went to the doctor, and they, like, did all these tests, and I'm still waiting for some results, but most likely, and my Lord got me, it's just like my hormones are just fucking out of whack.
Wow.
Like out of whack.
Nipple leak.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
I was like, what? I'm not pregnant. Why is like stuff coming out of it?
Mm-hmm. I always think I'm pregnant. It's terrible. I just need to buy like a lifetime supply of pregnancy tests, because I'd be like, oh, am I pregnant? Oh, no, I'm not. I'm good. Because I get my period sometimes, and then sometimes I don't. And like, I'll just have these phases of just like crying, like incessantly, or like I'm so like I'm
my
losing
mood has been
my
fucked
mind.
Up.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I'm still team. Every man needs to get a vasectomy.
No, I think they should make a man birth control. I don't know about vasectomy. That's because it's not always reversible.
But then, okay, no. Sorry. I completely forgot how the plan was supposed to work. So every man gets a vasectomy. Ideally, it's reversible. But then every man gets a little locker, and you get a certain amount of sperm that is conserved
in your personal refrigerator.
Right, in your personal refrigerator. Okay. And then when it's time, you get your refrigerator, and then they do the I learned this on Housewives of Potomac. It's an IUI, right? Mm. Or IVI, where they just basically take the sperm and, like, in the doctor's office, they can, like, nicely place it, like, right to the egg.
Interesting. Speaking of Potomac, Mia is a bold bitch.
I'm not watching. I gave up.
I gave up too. And then I just like, you know, it's this finale. So I watched the finale because they have that fight thing. Mia's a bold bitch. She is parading around. I went on her Instagram. She has a whole new man. Pictures being posted.
That she's been fucking the whole time.
That she's been fucking like, and he even knows about her. Then they flash forward to the reunion that's coming up next week. And she's FaceTiming him. And her husband, Gordon, is like, hi, Ink. I was like, what do y'all have going on?
It was a little sad because he talked about having like prostate issues and was like, you know, you can go do your thing. But then she did it with the man that she's been fucking with on and off again for years.
Ugh. One of the kids.
Nasty work.
They haven't done a paternity test. And she told Gordon, she was like, it might be Ink's baby. Yep.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nasty work.
She's like, I'm coming back next season. I'm coming back.
Right. Cause she just started dropping
next
bombs
season.
Towards the end. I think she got nervous. Like I need to check.
Yeah. Cause apparently Robin's not invited back and Candace is not coming back, which also leads me to, did you guys see Candace? She did an interview. I believe it was with the Breakfast Club maybe. And she basically said that she really wants her kids to be brown, dark brown.
Well, girl, that ain't gonna work.
I'm like, girl, you're married to a white man.
That's
what she hinting at?
A little delulu. Not the salulu, just delusional. Maybe, you know, you never know.
Also, do you think it's problematic to want your kids to be a color?
No, I definitely want my kids to be a certain color. Absolutely.
Mm-mm. What color is that, Sade? Light skin,
darker
like
than me.
Darker than me. Well, that won't be hard to achieve.
We don't need no recessive genes popping up nowhere. Just keep, if it's going to be recessive, take it back to Nigeria.
Oh, Lord.
Sade, I
oh, Lord. Okay. And on the Housewives train, the Kyle and Mauricio stuff.
What happened now?
It's really,
what's the latest?
I don't know, but I was just watching the reunion and I was like, this is kind of sad.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's a dub. It's over. But I think I'm gonna watch Buying Beverly Hills. Is that what it is? Buying Beverly, like his mm-hmm. show? Because I think there's a little bit more. Yeah. You get more insights on that. So I'm definitely gonna watch that. But it was really sad. In one of my hormonal days, I think I texted you guys. I was definitely crying. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Are you guys seeing all the kids are talking about this on the interwebs, parasocial relationships?
Mm-hmm. No, what's that?
So I don't know the exact definition. I can look it up, but basically it's like when you form a relationship with someone like on the internet that you don't know. So the official definition is,
oh, like me,
relating to a connection between a person and someone they don't know personally, such as a celebrity or a character in a book. Parasocial relationships are one-sided, where one person develops feelings or closeness and familiarity with someone they've never met. The persona or other person,
like the beehive.
Yeah. But it's super common right now, I think, and something that like a lot of Gen Z kids are throwing around. And I think it's just a result of just so much internet and like
isolation,
social media. Yeah, where people feel like connected to people on like just another level. But this TikToker did one even talking about his grandma, and he was like, my grandma needed to be assessed. Like, she had a parasocial relationship with Barbara Streisand and made us all become Jewish, and we are Black because she loved Barbara Streisand so much.
My mom went to school with her. Wait, what?
Yeah.
She went to...
But you see it really commonly with, like, people getting obsessed with, like, influencers and influencer relationships. And, yeah, like, when people break up, like they're
Glenn.
Like, no!
Glenn likes these influencers. And
yeah, but I'm like, do you think you're, like, to that level? I don't think you're on that.
Nah. No, people were saying that people had parasocial relationships with that dude Pookie, with the Pookie man.
Oh, your boo. Yeah.
It's the way you act.
Yeah, because he would be like, hey boo, like let's go out to dinner. Like he'd be treating out like the girls like they were.
Not him leaning into people's
Maybe
conditions.
That's his thing.
That is interesting because also Anwar, when he starts a video, he's always like, hey sis. Like
it's a technique.
You don't know y'all.
And you're like, yeah, oh my it's God, a technique. I know him. Yeah.
I wonder to what, I think there's levels to it, right? Because we have listeners that are like, I feel like I know you guys, or like they love to like hear about what we're doing. I think there's a level where it could just be healthy, and then a level where it gets a little scary. Like you are now making your Black child have a bar mitzvah.
Well, I told you guys, I was having a conversation, this was a long time ago, about capitalism, and I brought up Beyonce and Jay-Z, and a girl who I no longer speak to flipped out because I said anything negative about Beyonce. And I was like, you realize she doesn't know you breathe? Weirdo.
Yeah, the reckoning, because people are going to start finding out that they parasocial relationships are with some sickos, some crazy people.
Yep.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
Yep.
I love him down, but not... I think it's like the artist and then the person, which people have to be talking about. Like my sister called me like, am I going to have to cancel all of Bad Boy? She's like, I don't need to listen to a song by Diddy, but like Bad Boy Entertainment, is it all going to be canceled? And I said, no, I can't listen to 112. Like, no, absolutely not.
No.
Well, someone here still listens to R. Kelly. Take a guess.
I don't know who that could be.
Me neither.
Not me.
Who is it?
Take a guess. Group chat.
And also, listeners, if you didn't understand when I said Sade's dad is going to be next, I was talking about Jesus.
Yes.
That was in part
one.
No.
My father is not a predator. Yeah. He's just a really
not her real father.
Man. Which actually leads me to my next thing.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, group chat. Have you ever wondered what's in the products you use on a daily basis? Elle, like the letter, is a brand committed to providing you period care products inspired by nature, made without dyes, fragrances, and synthetic pesticides. Their pads have a breathable cotton top layer and plant-based core, and their tampons contain an organic cotton core. Not only can you feel good about Elle's ingredients, but also Elle's price. With tampons and pads that protect for under $5 a month, Elle believes access to period care is not only a fundamental right for everyone, but an opportunity for change as well. That's why Elle is on a mission to make exceptional period care accessible for all by providing funding each year to nonprofit community-based organizations around the world. And their focus on period care accessibility, menstrual health education, and employment opportunities. So, if you're looking for a brand that aligns with your values of giving back and using products inspired by nature, look no further than Elle. If you want to learn more about their mission or browse their full range of products, visit their website at thisiselle.com. And the next time you're in the period care aisle, look for Elle pads and tampons. Choose love, choose Elle, and tell them that Black Girls Texting sent you.
Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 microgrants. We get to find out what happens after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Paulana Lamonier from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El Hakim from the Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propelled them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on Toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, group chat, it's Sade, and y'all know I love to shop Black, okay? There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily lifestyle, and you can show Black founders some love so easily, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart. So go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned brands you can add to your daily routine. Some of my personal favorites are the Do Hair Care. They get my twists out popping. Okay. The Lip Bar. They have a red lip that can go on any hue. And if you have not tried Partake cookies, they are so delicious. So I highly recommend you go on over to walmart.com/blackandunlimited and tell them that Black Girls Texting sent you. Hey, group chat. It's me, Sade. Are you all tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card and tell them Black Girls Texting sent you.
You'll know it's real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to the thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. And now we're back with more Black Girls Texting.
You know, it's something about traveling with a significant other that'll always test you. So had a little tiff with the mister, which was it uncovered like a bigger thing and things that we need to uncover. But the reason I'm sharing this, is I was just like really flustered, and I was like, I have to call my dad. And I called my dad, and he was like, "What's going on?" And I was like, like crying. And he gave like the most like nigga advice, but it was just so nice. Like, I think sometimes we still need, you know, that person, whether it's like your mom or your dad or your big sister or your auntie, because he ain't really say nothing that special, but it just was like, okay, let me calm down. And I was like, it was really nice for him to kind of like take the time, give me that advice, and like, it just reminded me of my childhood, because he would always pick me up from school and I would just start going off like, don't fuck with these bitches in the school. Not with that language, obviously. Like, these bitches all trying to fight me. I don't like them. Miss So-and-so is mean. I don't like her. And he would literally just sit and like listen to all of my shenanigans when he would drive me to like drop me off for like after school stuff. And he would just like listen and just be like, okay, it's going to be fine. You know, do what you got to do. You got to beat some bitches up. That's okay. I'll come up to the school the next day and we're going to figure it out. But just like having someone to listen to that is almost like an authority figure in a way. Like,
yeah,
you can call your friends and you can call a peer, but it's nice to have like that. And this man is old. He about to be 77. Like that old head advice that feels like you've seen some things. I'm going to listen to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, did you implement his advice?
I did. Literally after that, I was just like, listen, I don't want to beef with you no more. Let's just move on. And he was like, I don't want to beef with you either. And I was like, okay, cool. I was like, I told my daddy about you though. And he was like, ooh. And I was like, no, he was completely on your side, actually. Like, too much.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like,
he was like, he's a good man. So he has a job. I was like, oh my God.
You're like, that's the bar. The bar.
he's a good man.
In hell.
That is so funny, because we're going to have her on the show again, Danielle Bayard, I think the last name was. Mm-hmm. But I was like looking through old clips, because again, I've been like in this weird mood and I was feeling a little homesick and just thinking about past. And anyways, I was looking at some old clips and it was a clip of her talking to us about friends. And she was basically saying, for some reason, or she believes female friendships end prematurely because women tend to avoid the conflict. And so I'm not going to tell you too many times that what you did bothered me. I'll just like retreat and back off. Versus with men, we can easily just keep doing it over and over and over and over again with them. And yeah, I'm in a weird space with one of my friends. And I was thinking the other day, I was like, should I just hit her up? But then there's that piece of me that's like, why do I have to do it?
Mm. Yeah. I think that there is, and we talked about this on the episode, there is that level of patience that you have with a partner because you maybe do value it a little more, or has just a different value. But I feel like at our big age, to your point, you know, sometimes you do have to be the bigger person and just reach out and just see if it's worth maintaining the relationship. I think if it's not, then damn. But I still think you do maybe owe the person. And listen, I'm guilty. I don't be doing this, but you still do owe the person the courtesy to be like, it's slow.
Not serving me.
But also, I've been thinking a lot about this because I have such a weird dynamic, or like a changing dynamic with my college friends. Like, even the person who I hit up about her baby, like, we were really close. Like, we studied abroad together. Like, we lived together in China. and we're not nearly as close as we were, and we've kind of like drifted, but it's so nice to be able to just like hit her up and be like, your baby, I'm so happy for you. And like,
yeah.
But I think both people have to acknowledge like, okay, like we're off our like daily texts or like often hanging out phase, and we're moving into mm-hmm. our I'm checking in on you, how's your life phase. And like people kind of they move around in the buckets. And I think that's okay, but I think they need to mm-hmm. know like you're getting demoted. Not in a mean way.
Really? But just you think you have to communicate that they're getting demoted?
You wouldn't say, hey, you are now checking on occasion friend, but just like, hey, yeah. I feel like our relationship is changing. That person could say, I feel that way too. And then it's up to you guys on how you want to move forward. But I think if both of you guys are going to like, yeah, it is changing. Okay, great, cool. So now you in this bucket.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like being very reflective. And again, it's probably my hormones and the fucking birth control. But I have just been thinking like, yeah, my leaky breasts. I have been thinking that life is just it's just such an interesting adventure. Because like, you don't know what is the right thing to do. You just like try your best. But like, I was on Instagram and all these quotes were coming up. One quote was like, if they don't serve you, let them go. Man. And then the other quote was like, if it's a real friend, they'll always be able to heal it and check in. So I'm like, damn, are you supposed to let them go? Or are you supposed to try to heal it? I don't really know. And it's just figuring it out. But yeah, I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm trying to be a good person. But I'm also don't want to be like a doormat. So it's like that waffling of like, how do you deal with certain situations?
Yeah. I think it all ultimately, from what I'm hearing and just from my experience, boils down to a level of vulnerability that you're comfortable with having. And
yeah, which I'm not
good at. And I think that applies to any type of relationship of being able to, one, show that you are in your feelings and like see how that person wants to receive it. So you kind of have to like lean in and be willing to see what happens. Cause that's the thing. You don't know how the other person's going to react. You can only handle how you react, but it can't hurt to reach out.
Yeah. And just one more little piece. It's interesting that you say that because similar to like a romantic relationship, your past experiences with friends can affect your the experiences with other friends. Because like I had a really close friend. I had a best friend breakup situation, obviously when I was in my 20s. And it was a situation where she was always doing shit. And obviously I was doing stuff too. But I would be vulnerable and tell her when the things bothered me. And then she would be like annoyed.
So now you're kind of like, ooh, like, I don't want
to. Why are you telling me?
Like, yeah.
So now it's like, I'm like, oh, do I even want to? And then, you know, I'm Caribbean. So, you know, bad man, no beg for friend, you know? So
blah, blah, blah.
It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to figure it out.
Okay. Well, keep us posted. Let us know. We are here for you. This is really, really quite a transition on a topic, but something made me think of this. Do y'all feel like your libidos are changing?
I have. It's higher than ever.
It's higher than ever?
Yeah.
She's trying to do it right now.
Yeah, I'm like, you gotta go, sis. You got an appointment.
I do.
Okay, well, Glenn, you go get your whatever you gotta get, and Chelsea and I will continue to talk through it.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I don't know. Like, I've this is like one of my biggest fears. One of my biggest fears about getting older is not being able to sleep well and my libido changing. And I definitely feel like I have like peaks and valleys. Like we've talked about this on the show where I would be like, I could have sex every day and not a marathon, child. Insane. Not a marathon. I'm not trying to be like pound town on a daily basis, but you know, like a little like
quickie or a little something.
A little instant.
Yeah. And now I'm like, no, I'm tired. No. No, thank you.
Well, also you have a live-in, penis, so you're probably doing it a lot more. Like you thought you were doing it a lot right. before, but like now it's like
yeah. Actually. And like just yeah. old people shit. Like he's gonna kill me because he is so private.
Like your back.
But I don't care.
Oh Lord. Like, well, not too much.
No, not too much. But like even okay. the kind of like conversations you have to have around like scheduling sex, which feels like very unromantic and not sexy, but it's literally like
no, but we have
lives. I know, like are you horny right now? No, I'm not horny right now. Okay. I gotta go run an errand. Am I gonna, okay, like give me a little time. Let me like have lunch and then okay, yeah, we can do it. Or like I have a meeting in an hour, but like I'm trying to fuck. It's like, oh, okay. Okay, we got like 30 minutes. It's like shit like that where I'm like, I never thought this would be my life. And I don't have a fucking child to feed or like many other Man. Responsibilities yet. So I'm just like, oh my God, what does it look this look like? Or those times where it's like, he might be like, all right, like, I'm trying to fuck you. And I'm just like, I don't got it for you. Not enthusiastically. Maybe right. I could like get into it, but like, I don't necessarily feel that level of jumping your bones that I would want to have to do this at this moment. And then it's like, okay, well then let's just not do it. But then I'd be like, no, I want you to have this.
I mean, I think it's just life. Like we have other things that that are on our minds right now sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's normal.
Oh God, please God. Just keep me horny. Just keep me horny and able to rest. Those are just my two big things. I mean, I would really love for all of my body to like function and be well, but those are just so important to my quality of life. Please. Thank you.
Let's make sure her vagina functions the most.
Yes, yes. And I can still, like, even getting my titties done, my breast reduction, they have to remove the nipple because they make your areola smaller. And I've had so many friends be like, yeah, I lost sensitivity to my nipples. I'm like, oh, no, please. Please no. Like I already have like a little, like one is not as high as the other because I have the nipple ring. I would be devastated.
Well, it's a part of aging. So then you can just try butt stuff.
My man is Jamaican. He's not doing that. I've asked.
Fair. Oh my God. Okay, can I wrap us up with one more topic?
Yes, please. I'm vaping. Sorry. Okay.
Emily Ratajkowski is divorced.
Emirata, yeah.
That is like a new thing that's being marketed is the divorce ring. So she had, I don't know if you guys can probably Google it. She had this beautiful, like, it was like, two diamonds. Mm-hmm. It signified her and her fiance engagement ring. Big. I believe they did get married.
Yeah. And they have a child together.
Oh, wow. That all happened very fast. And now they are divorced and she has a divorce ring that she wears now.
We've talked about this. I don't know if I would want to keep the ring. Even if I,
you would give it back to him.
Changed it, either give it back or maybe sell it or do something. But like I would just see it all the time and like just think too much. And I'm too nostalgic. Like I still be getting a little teary eyed hearing a song from a boy from college, and I'm like, oh, so like I'm not the bitch that can keep a ring. I would be like sad all the time. Like no. And the way these hormones are going, absolutely not. So I don't know about that. But if you are the type that can, yeah, absolutely. Make it your own. Switch it up. Make a necklace. Make some earrings. Maybe earrings because yeah. you don't see them.
I mean, she. she refashioned, because as I said, she had two diamonds. So now she has these two big ass rings. And she went on Instagram and revealed them as her divorce rings. And ooh, chow.
I wonder what the comment section says. I'm going to go look at that. Because, you know, the white girls can be ruthless in the comments. Like, that is so dumb. I want to see what they're saying.
Well, I'm looking in the New York Times and it says, divorce rings are having a moment, says Sasha Nixon, a New York-based jeweler, curator, and historian. The trend, one embraced primarily by women, is about breathing life into one's wedding rings following a split.
Mm. That's sad.
Well, something. Yeah.
Yes, not something person. I want to work. Not something I want to work towards. Let's just say that.
Yeah. I hope to never have a divorce ring.
But if it happens.
But sustainability.
Yeah. Yes. And make yourself happy. Yes. Reuse, especially if you got a blood diamond child. Do something with it.
Do something with it. Okay, listeners, that was part two. We love you for listening. Thank you for supporting us. We have a really exciting thing coming out soon. And when it comes out, we literally need your support. We need your help. Seriously. And also for our Instagram, guys, literally any comment helps us. You can just go on there, put a heart, put a star, put a period, but leave comments, engage, help us yes. Get free.
Yes. And yeah, I know we've been teasing that something's coming for so long. And I think that just speaks to how much we're pouring into it and how much time these types of things take. But when it happens, we're so excited to be able to share it with you guys. Like, I think I'm most excited to be able to share it with this community because you all made so much of this possible for us. And
yeah,
it's going to be huge. And we're really, really excited. And we hope that you love it. And y'all going to find out soon. So soon. Like, it's coming. It's coming. We literally at this point, just waiting for a couple emails. So
Diana should actually clip this and, like, we should have you guys guess if we were making a product, what kind of product would it be?
What would it be? That's so good. Come on, marketing. A marketer.
You know, hire me. I ain't got no job.
Oh.
I'll tell you guys.
She said it.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Thanks again for listening to Black Girls Texting. Make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you listen and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Oh, and don't forget to text every group chat you're in and tell them to check us out. Follow your girls at Black Girls Texting, and we'll see you next week. Bye.